to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full.
Mailbox? Full? Wow. Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. And yesterday I got ridiculous. So as I said yesterday, I'm trying to be shorter. I did take a hike today, and I think it may be worth noting. I stopped a few places, but to start, I'm leaving you a video from Al Jazeera. This was an interview with a gentleman in New York who happens to be Jewish. And his statement, Zionism is not the same as Judaism. It's an excellent presentation. The gentleman in question has been doing this for, and he's my same age, so I mean, obviously credible, right? he's been doing this for years. I think I've actually seen him specifically before. Obviously, if you do any research on him, and he's typically bad-mouthed because he doesn't toe the line of, well, Zionism. And I had a delightful discussion with Chris on this because one of the issues is, if you look at, for example, Islam, the Quran does specifically talk about Jesus Christ, the prophet Jesus, not the Lord Jesus. So this gentleman, his basis is the Tanakh, not the Talmud, and not Zionism. Or so his basis is the Old Testament. But he does not see Christ in the Old Testament. This is where we have the conflict versus the Muslim who will see Jesus in the Quran, but it's not really the same Jesus. So, you know, it's an interesting question because this gentleman using the Tanakh as a reference is using a solid reference, but doesn't see Christ in it because he's clearly there. Whereas the Quran has Jesus in it, but it's a fallacy. And so it was an interesting dialogue because there's a whole bunch of questions there. I'm not going to get ridiculous, but I really think this was an excellent interview with this gentleman. Because obviously, Zionism, as I've pointed out many times already, is an issue. But I took a hike and I did go by the Roman Catholic Church. And from there, I went to the farmer's market and saw Rick, and I basically told him the Roman Catholic Church was locked up as tight as a Protestant church because I went through door after door. Everything was locked up. I did find a place where there was one room with glass windows, and there was a gathering going on. It looked like a bunch of women. They were in prayer, and I was kind of like, this is not the group I'm after. So what I did is I sent him an email. And told them about the idea of the dialogue on between Roman Catholicism, Protestant perspectives, and a Latter-day Saint perspective, and that I specifically had a dialogue on the tithe, and would they be interested in doing something of that nature? But when I was there, there's this sign out in front of the church. Apparently this Friday, they're having a gathering. The gathering was called... it's called Sleep Out Cleveland. So it is a the intent is to make people aware of the homeless situation and human trafficking. So that's, you know, there's a website and so forth. So I looked at that.
I went to the church's website. They had a link to the website about this sleep out event. So apparently what they're going to be doing this Friday, and it's happening at the church, outside at the church. They invite people to come out this Friday night and sleep outside. They specifically state, I think about, no mattresses and so forth. Sleep on the ground. Because it's the awareness thing. So I mentioned that in my email to the Roman Catholic Church. It's St. Teresa, Roman Catholic Church. I mentioned that to them and pointed to chauffeur leaks and, you know, the human trafficking question. So I sent that along to them. But there's more. I also then looked at, you know, the site about this event and who it's being sponsored by. River Counties Association of Realtors. And I thought, okay. Realtors sponsoring this event. They have a calendar here. In 3 hours, 13 hours, 19 minutes, and 36 seconds. and so it's a, you know, a fancy pictures kind of site. Of course, there was a contact form. And yes, indeed, I sent him an email or a message on there. We'll see if I get a response back from either party. Thus far, obviously, sent it early afternoon, so you know, give them a little time. Another minute! But anyway, because I send them a message saying basically I applaud what they do and so forth, and that the human trafficking is a serious issue. And of course, I pointed to chauffeur leaks, but I went one step further. Because what I realized, realtors, what are realtors? These people are involved in sales, promoting a product to sell. And I expressed in there, I gave them a kind of a short, try to do it in one paragraph, you know, look, the way to address human trafficking, sex slavery, organ harvesting, and so forth, is the ecosystem model, specifically because, and I pointed to the modern day slavery video, as I stated in there, because an organization will be compromised. So you need to have an ecosystem, not an organization. And it has to be self-sustaining, not donation-based. And I said, the model's worked out. Tapping into the distributed storage market. And if we garner 1% of what is a multi-billion dollar market, maybe it's attractive. We can get people there based on profit, not just principle. And to go to people who are realtors and they say, 1% of $1 billion. Hey, you know, I could make a living off of that. And maybe this is a connection. And I don't know. I don't know, but I can't stop. And that's the issue. I can't stop. I am at the edge of collapse. I don't want to express how. Anyway. So, I saw this video about Zionism and Judaism. I thought it was great. I dealt with, you know, I went to the Roman Catholic Church, did not connect, sent them, I hope, a encouraging email. Lord willing, they'll respond. I sent the email to this realtors group in reference to human trafficking. Realtors, human trafficking. I mean, what a connection. And so, kind of done with that, had a few things that, you know, I did get some eggs and potatoes from Rick at the farmer's market. Came back home via the local convenience store, the gentleman that I'm familiar with, Indian gentleman, and he engaged me in dialogue on several things, specifically about wars that are going on, you know, in Israel, Ukraine, and so forth. We talked a little bit about that. And however, I don't remember how it came up, but he brought up Black Lives Matter. And so, and, you know, we talked about that because I think he even, I don't know if he said it himself or I, you know, I did. It's, you know, it's a Marxist group. He said it was a money-making group, I think. And I did point out that there are self-described Marxists and so forth. And into the store walks a black man. Freddie, like black man, but still a black man. And he was moving around. And our conversation continued. And I mentioned that. And I mentioned that the organization, Black Lives Matter, is a great line. However, the organization itself are self-described Marxists. And the reality is black families matter. And there are a few other things said in reference to this. So this guy heard it. We concluded, because obviously he had another customer, so we concluded and I left. And I walked down the street kind of straight, walk about three blocks, do a turn, and walk. It's maybe a couple hundred feet, and this is where I start going up the hill to get to my driveway. So I walk down then. There's another way I can go, which is going up the hill, you know, which is, you know, about 100 feet up. And so this is the more aggressive hike that I take. I don't do that when I'm carrying something heavy, but actually I did once, but anyway, so I did the short round and I turn onto my street to go up the hill, and coming down the hill was a car. The window got rolled down, and the gentleman inside simply said to me, "Black Lives Matter." It was the guy from the store. And what I wonder about is, he went up that hill. Why was he looking for me? I don't know, because maybe he may have talked to the, you know, the guy at the store. He said, "Yeah, he loves so." But I responded to him with, "Black families matter." And then we had a short dialogue. I introduced myself and shook his hand. You know, I go in it. "Hi, my name is John Kozlowski. Here's my hand to shake." You know, a young guy. I'm very overt with this. We had a delightful interchange, shared, you know, the handshake and smiles, which I found very encouraging. So what I don't have clear in my mind, you know, I observe this thing, this Jewish gentleman speaking, and I thought it was excellent. I go to a Roman Catholic church, do not connect, then send emails. So this was my initiative. Had a delightful conversation with Rick at the farmer's market, the closed farmer's market. He's down the parking lot, but still. And try to do, you know, it was, you know, try to be encouraging and so forth. And then send this email to the realtors, whatnot. So these are things on my initiative as I see set in front of me. Well, you know, except, you know, the idea that the realtor thing was kind of set in front of me by the Lord. But the whole interaction with these young black guys, completely orchestrated by the Lord. I didn't plan. I didn't pursue any of this. And he put it in front of me. I kicked myself that I didn't hand him a business card, whether it's the Shofar Nexus card or the Shofar Lease card. Because, you know, maybe this is a couple of gentlemen I could have connected with. But I still, because that's not unique. I have had similar interactions with young black men locally. And actually, young black women, which is, you know, really interesting, in vehicles and so forth, or in other situations. And the objective is the encouragement, to try to bless. But so I try to orchestrate the thing with Roman Catholics and semi-orchestrate the thing with the realtors. The Lord alone orchestrated the thing with these black men. And why? I don't know. I think part of it was he's showing me, look, I orchestrate. This is my creation, my world, and my plan. So as I struggle with so many things, I marvel still at the Lord's orchestration. You know, it goes back to the the Shunammite woman of 2 Kings 4, is it? All is well. Why would all be well? Because the Lord orchestrates things. And, okay, one last thing, because in the process, you know, one of the things I introduced, when I introduced myself to the Roman Catholic Church, I used, you know, the Matthew 5. Blessed are the peacemakers. You know, part of the Beatitudes. And because that's the, you know, again, the shofar leaks. Protect the whistleblower, free the sex slaves, facilitate reconciliation. In other words, be a peacemaker. Literally. You know, because what I did is I checked the definition of the word. And yeah, to literally to make peace or to bring peace together, facilitate reconciliation, same thing. And what I found fascinating, I checked, you know, just the ESV cross reference, I looked and it's James 3. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere, and a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. And I read that, and of course, there's even the part in front of it. But still, when I read that, it's kind of like, that's my goal. You know, the reconciliation is to bring peace. And I feel like a clumsy fool. I feel really clumsy. But I went out of my way today. You know, walked by the church of that I mentioned yesterday. I literally walked by it, which I didn't have to do, but I did in order to go a route that would bring me by the Roman Catholic Church. So I went out of my way a little bit. You know, if it was an extra half mile, maybe. Seeking peace, seeking reconciliation. That's the goal. And the Lord granted me. Why? I don't know. Because again, well, the Black Families Matter video, you know, it's... I mentioned it in the dialogue. I don't think it was mentioned enough that it would have seeded anything. But it was to that man. Because I want to encourage, as I mentioned in the end of the video, young Black men as well as young white men or brown men, such as the gentleman I was talking to at the store, the guy who owns the store. It's the same thing. Because, you know, I mentioned to him, obviously the world is trying to inspire me to hate him because he has darker skin than I am, because he's Indian. He's a brown, very brown skin. Not when he's light brown, but a pretty brown skin. He's a Christian brother. And even if it wasn't a Christian brother, he's still a human being created in the image of God. And, you know, which this Black man did hear me say. Anyway, I don't know what's happening. I feel the Lord is saying, I'm going to let you be crushed. Because I am being crushed. And he's showing his grace. I keep pressing on things that right now I don't see any hope for. I don't see any response. The lack of response really gets to me. Intensely. Anyway, remember me, the guy who said I'm going to be short? My lady, my wife. Your husband is a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your husband does a whole bunch of stupid, dumb, and foolish things. Striving to love is not one of them. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.